Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? Winning cures everything. NFL previews for week number 6. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
As always, you can find us over at winningcureseverything.com, all of our social feeds, all of our podcasts, our videos, etc. Our gambling picks will be over there as well. Get that sweet jam going. So, we got a big slate this week. Feels pretty good. Every week it feels like we've got some that might not be so good. And then you have interesting games that happen all week long.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the NFL.
That's right.
And this kind of crap happens. So that's the way it goes. Yeah. The show is brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi. They're the South's premier sports gambling destination. That's our buddies down in the Delta, our friends in the Delta. You can find more information about all 6 of their sports books over at tunicatravel.com. They got good stuff over there. They are working on amazing things. You can find more information on everything that they're doing over at tunicatravel.com. So go check that out. If you have not entered yet, go enter the football picks contest that is over on the website, winningcureseverything.com. Click in football picks contest. It's right there in the navigation bar. You can win some prizes from Tunica, Mississippi. They send out all kind of cool stuff. It's a fun thing, and we will get prizes out and whatnot, of course. So, let's fire in. Are you ready? You ready to do this? Let me get my pen so I can write our times down. Cha-cha. Ready to go. All right. Game number 1. We are starting off in Los Angeles. Memorial Coliseum in LA. Look, the Rams, 3.5-point favorite over the undefeated 49ers. The total, 50.5. It's at 3:05 p.m. on Fox Central Time. That is God's time zone. Since moving to LA in 2016, the 49ers are 4-2 against the spread, 3-3 straight up against the Rams. The Rams were 2-0 straight up and against the spread last year, and they were pretty dominant last year.
That's right.
Now, this team don't look like that team.
Nope. And the 49ers team, definitely not like that team.
No. L.A. has run 240 passing plays this year. That is number 1 in the NFL. It
seems like a lot. I remember in the Tampa Bay game, he threw for over 60.
Yeah. Yeah. That's ridiculous. San Francisco has run 121 passing plays. That is dead last in the NFL. They don't throw the football that much.
That's because of the zone blocking scheme and the run game.
Exactly.
They got yards, a three-horse monster right now running the football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of them are good. Yes. All of them are good. Yards per point margin, San Francisco 4.6 at number 5 in the NFL. Los Angeles, negative 1.1. That's number 21 in the NFL. The 49ers' offensive yards per play, 6.3. That's number 4 in the NFL. The Rams' defense, as far as yards per play goes, 5.4. They're number 10. So you got the number 4 yards per play going up against the number 10 yards per play defense. Rams' offensive yards per play, 6.0. That's number 9 in the NFL. The 49ers' defensive yards per play, what they give up, 4.5. Number 4 in the NFL. So the 49ers, as far as yards per play go, number 4 on offense and defense. This is a damn good football team.
Yes.
The analytics have the Rams winning by 3.74 points. I think it's wrong.
I do too.
I mean, and we talked about this in our gambling picks segment, yes. But like I love the 49ers here. I think they're completely undervalued.
Yeah. I think you're still believing this Rams team is different than what they really are. And people are having a hard time wrapping their head around this 49ers team has been bad for a long time. and it's just hard to assume they have flipped the script and they are good now.
Yeah.
I think they're good now.
I think they are too. Like, I like the 49ers here.
We've seen five games, yeah. four games, and I think this team is real.
I think outside of the Patriots, yep. I think the 49ers could be the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, I think that they. Yeah. I really think that. I think they find a way to win this game. They are the best team in the NFC.
And I don't see the Patriots slowing down by any stretch of the imagination. No, I don't even. But second best team in the NFL ain't bad.
No, I don't know. Don't know that I'm going to give. I don't know. It's hard.
I mean, it's look.
I like the Chiefs a lot.
I like the Chiefs too, but I think this 49ers defense would definitely slow them down.
You know what? You're right, and I think they can. Oh, they would absolutely run on them, and yeah. they can throw on them. No, they would put up points against that Chiefs team. I'd like to see that game.
Oh, I'd love to see that game.
I don't want to see it in a Super Bowl, obviously.
No,
that would hurt me personally. But I would love to see that game.
Now you're right about that. Let's move on. Monday Night Football: the Detroit Lions at the Packers. Packers a 4.5-point favorite. Total is 47 on this. 7:15 p.m. on ESPN at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yards per point margin, Green Bay 6.1. They're number 4 in the NFL. That's pretty damn good. The Lions 1.1. That's number 13. The Lions have looked good so far. But I think this Packers team is better. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers, while he is looking average, the rest of this team, with Aaron Jones at running back, with all the guys that they have on the line of scrimmage, I think this team is really, really good. You got, what, 62% of the action over at Vegas Insider is on, yeah. on the Lions?
It's even. It's moved a bunch today.
And so, and it's still sitting at 4.5, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the Packers here. Like I know that you like the Lions, right?
I do like the Lions.
You think the Lions win this one outright?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they can. And yeah, I would pick them in our pick.
Yeah. Now could I see the Lions winning the game?
Yeah. It's a divisional opponent. It's tough.
And the Packers have already won.
They won two of them. I just don't think they're going to sweep through this division. And I also think this might be the best offense that they've played. Maybe not maybe. Against the Cowboys. The Cowboys offense.
And you didn't like the Cowboys, good, though.
But I didn't. I don't know why they look so bad. I think people have figured out Kellen Moore, maybe. I think this might be the most complete offense they've played. It sure as hell ain't the Bears. Ain't the Broncos. You know, yeah. Ain't the Vikings.
No, you're right. You're
so,
right.
So it's just one of those teams where this team can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They control the line of scrimmage with their offensive line. I'm very interested to see this offensive line against the Packers' defensive line. Yeah. If they can control the line of scrimmage the way they have the rest of the games that the Vikings have, the Lions have played, then I think they got a shot at this game.
Now you might be right. You might be right. Monday Night Football is going to be a lot of fun with that one.
I agree with that.
I love division games on Monday Night.
Totally agree with that.
So much.
They're fun. So much better than when you don't get a divisional game. You tend to sometimes get lopsided outcomes.
You're right about that. Next up, Eagles at the Vikings. Now, you said this wasn't that big of a game.
I think both of these teams, when they win, they win ugly. And when they lose, the games are kind of ugly.
Yeah.
And I just don't think, outside of the fact that the Eagles have a massive fan base, I don't think there's anything intriguing about this game. It could absolutely be a fantastic game.
That doesn't mean anybody's going to care, though.
I don't think anybody outside of these two fan bases care.
You might be
that,
right.
That is my opinion. Now, I could be the minority here, and people around the country absolutely care.
If you are not a Vikings or an Eagles fan and you're watching this or listening to this, leave a comment.
Do you care about this game?
Yeah, do you care?
And not that, okay, I like betting the Eagles in this because I don't know why the Eagles are +3. I get, like, I want to bet this game. I totally see there's an angle on the side.
But just as a football game.
As a football fan, does this move the needle for you at all?
I'm a little curious.
Because I love the game of football. And I could kind of – and I maybe some of that is I'm jaded with the Vikings. I thought they were going to be better than they are this year. And I think when they can run the ball, they're good. When they can't, they're bad. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball, so I think they're going to be bad in this game. And the Eagles, anytime they've played any half-assed decent defense, They haven't looked good either. I think the Vikings are a decent defense.
Yeah.
I just think this could end up being an ugly game and not one of those, well, it's all defense, and so I don't like it. We no, like
it just,
defense.
It just could be ugly.
It just could be ugly.
I mean, we could see a lot of turnovers because we both know Cousins and Wentz like to turn the football
away. Oh, yeah. That's going to happen. Cousins is going to give the ball away.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
The total is 43.5 on this. Seems like it might be a lot for these two teams.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was a lot. I thought it was pretty high.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot.
I was thinking low to mid-40s.
It's 12 p.m. on Fox. It's at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The Eagles 5-1 against the spread their last six road games. Vikings 5-1 against the spread their last six home games. So you've got that metric going up against each other. Philly, number 2 in the NFL in opponent yards per rushing attempt. They are number 1 in total rushing yards per game.
And when the Vikings can't run the football,
they have trouble winning.
They're really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yards per point margin, Minnesota 4.1. They're number 6 in the NFL. Philly 3.0. Man. They're number 7 in the NFL.
See, this is why that metric can't be good. It just can't. Because this is not a top 6 or top 4 football team. They're not. Well, they're just not.
When they win,
they win ugly. I don't know.
I mean, but they win big.
Oh, I don't care. They still win ugly.
We're only 5 games into the season, or 5 weeks into the season. So that number will adjust.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The analytics have Vikings minus 2.98, so it's almost right on the
number. It's so weird to me that that's where the analytics are.
I agree with you.
Do they realize that?
But remember, this includes home field advantage.
I know. I don't.
Which give the Eagles anything for playing on the road, but I think the Eagles are better on the road.
I don't know that they're better, but they just it just happen to be better. I don't know.
So far, they've looked better on the road. I think it could be something about getting away from home.
I just think they're both ugly football teams.
Now you're dead on about
neither
that.
One of them are winning pretty games.
Are we both going Eagles plus 3?
I don't want to make a pick on this game because I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're both going Eagles. Plus 3, answer it up, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there's no question Kirk Cousins is going to throw one of those just
back-breaking, soul-crushing interceptions that he typically always does.
If it's close, he'll lose it.
You're right about that. All right, let's move on. Game number 4, Panthers at the Bucks. This is the 8:30 a.m. London game, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone.
Love this game.
The total is 48. The Bucks are a 2-point underdog. It is on NFL Network. And it is from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, England. The total has gone under in 6 of the last 7 matchups with these two teams. Interesting stat there, of course. With it being 48, you could totally see it going under, right? But, I mean, these are two good offenses. But we do like that Panthers D.
Yes.
Panthers D is really good. Yards per point margin. Of course, I've been bringing this stat up a lot here recently. The last 3 weeks with Kyle Allen, because I'm not going to count the first 2 weeks with Cam Newton.
It's a different team.
Yeah,
It's a different football team.
The Bucks lost at home to, or not the Bucks. The Panthers lost at home to the Bucks in week 2.
Yes, sir.
With Cam Newton at quarterback, and since then they have railed off 3 straight
and looked like a totally different football team.
Well, and here's the difference, right? As far as that yards per point margin goes, Carolina 4.8. That is number 4 in the NFL. Tampa Bay 2.1 over the last 3 games. They're number 12 in the NFL. So, and now, of course, that does include the 55-40-ish shellacking of the Los Angeles Rams in there. And it also includes the 31-24 loss at New Orleans. Tampa Bay has been playing some really good football teams.
Yes.
I don't know that the Panthers have been playing really good football teams, but they have found a way to win every week. They're a 2-point favorite here in London. There's no home field advantage for the Bucks here. Like, I like the Panthers here.
So I like the Panthers also. And also, this is a divisional opponent.
And you've already lost one.
And I just don't see the Bucks sweeping the Panthers.
No, neither do I.
I could be wrong.
Now, we both like Bruce Arians.
No, yeah.
And we both like Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, and I love Todd Bowles. Let me tell you the guy that could wreck this game. He's been wrecking a lot of games. Shaq Barrett.
Oh, he's been unbelievable.
He's taking the world by storm.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. The analytics have Panthers minus 1.76.
So, yeah.
So, right around 2.
We're right
there.
We're right there.
So field goal wins the game and covers. I like that. Game number five. Texans at the Chiefs. Chiefs minus 4.5 favorite. Total is 55. It's 12 p.m. on CBS Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. The Texans coming off a beatdown of the Falcons, which they had a score of Gami, 53-32. We had never had that score in NFL history. Texans putting up 50. And then somehow the Chiefs at home on Sunday Night Football put up 13 points. Now, we both believe in that Colts defense.
Yeah, I do. Even though it was a mash unit out there.
I don't know that I believe in this Texans defense.
Oh, no. No, I don't either.
And I think if you get into a shootout here, I think I trust Mahomes more than I do Deshaun Watson.
I do as well.
The metrics have got, or the analytics have got the Chiefs minus 5.17 here. The yards per point margin in the last three, this will surprise you. Houston, 1.5 at number 13 in the NFL. Kansas City, 0.2 at number 17 in the NFL. Chiefs have not looked good over the last three games. No. They've won.
They got to get some guys healthy. Tyreek Hill projected to play in this game.
Yeah.
That's a game changer. He's one of the fastest people on earth.
If he's 100%.
But he's not going to be slow.
No, I don't think it was slow.
So if he plays, he's going to be fast.
I think the Chiefs got embarrassed last week.
Nothing wrong with his legs.
And I don't think that the Texans have nearly as perfect a game as they did last week.
Well, you don't get to play the Falcons all the time.
No, you're right about that.
I mean, this defense for the Chiefs aren't gangbusters, but the Chiefs are going to stay on offense a lot more than the Packers did.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the opportunity to score 55. You won't have that many possessions. And the Chiefs aren't going to turn the ball over either. They just don't do that. Mahomes, bum ankle. I think people saw on national TV the Chiefs look bad. I think they saw the Texans look really good. And I think everyone is making this line real short. It opened at 8.5. It's now down to 5. That's a massive line movement.
Well, is it down to 5 or is it 4?
Down to
4. Oh, it's 5 now. So it went back 5. Up a little bit.
But it might be 4.5, 5. You just got to shop around. This is on Vegas Insider. We just a general place to get lines. And I'm going to tell you, man, I think the Chiefs team is going to come out fired up, ready to play. Also, I don't trust Bill O'Brien.
No.
That guy's not putting together two game plans in a row.
No, not at all. Not at all. Although, I'll tell you this. Deshaun Watson explaining these defenses in the videos going up after his post-game press conferences has been fantastic.
Okay. It's been great for guys like you and I. I follow a couple of different people on football, on Twitter, on football, from football on Twitter. And there are people that I respect and I appreciate their football knowledge, and they're not the kind of guys that come out and just crap on people.
Right.
Okay. One of them is a Houston guy, a massive Houston fanboy, in Sean Salisbury. And he has come out and said, love Deshaun, love his talent, love his everything. The thing that he described last week when he did it the first time, everybody in football on the offensive side of the ball knows that all. That's like, that is nothing complicated or technical. Yeah. So it's not like he knows more than he's just the only quarterback
that will
comes out and is talking about it. And the other guy who I respect, now crazy biased, I think he's the best football player outside of Tom Brady that I've ever watched play football, Joe Thomas, said, I'm an offensive lineman. And what he explained, the guy who gets water for the quarterbacks, who just walks in and like refills the pitcher of water during their meetings, knows what Deshaun was breaking down. Us, even media people who aren't in any of these meetings ever, it's highly educational. And I love that he's doing it, and I'm not knocking him. But there is a little we're giving him, because we're learning something new, we think he knows something that everybody else doesn't.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him doing it.
It's basic stuff.
This is not guys mocking him or crapping on him for doing it or trying to take something positive.
No, it's just trying to explain that they are something that everybody knows.
Yes. This is not a big deal that he's teaching you this.
Yeah.
They're kind of shocked that nobody else has ever come out and answered these questions, because football players, for the most part, they're Neanderthals. They're just meatheads.
No, okay? You're right.
And Deshaun is a super articulate dude. And I'm glad that he's doing it, because he is making me smarter. Yeah. He is making me understand these things better. But let's not get carried away with those videos and think, you know, this guy can solve quantum physics.
Like, don't get me wrong, he's smart. Like, yes. Obviously he's a really good football
player. But that's not what makes him smart.
But that's not
the fact that he explained it to morons like us who don't know anything about how to really watch this stuff. That doesn't make him a genius.
Yeah.
What he does on the field, impressive.
No, you're dead on about that.
Real long. Didn't mean to do that.
No, it's all good. We both on Chiefs -4.5 here.
I think I am.
Yeah, I'm going the same way. I think they're going to come out pissed off.
And I just can't see that. I think this team's a really good football team. I think they can be a 12-4 kind of team. I don't see them losing two home games. I don't see them losing two games at Arrowhead. That's just crazy.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Let's go to the interesting matchups.
Okay.
First one up, Saints at the Jaguars. This is a pick 'em right now. That really surprised me. But Jags at home, I think they got a chance to win this game. Like, they've absolutely got a chance to win this game. I love Gardner Minshew.
Yep.
And Teddy Bridgewater has been unbelievable here lately.
I'll have a lot of TV time on this game.
Yeah.
I'll be going back and forth from a bunch of games. I'll have a lot of TV time on this game.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about kind of what both these teams are doing. I think what Sean Payton's doing is incredible.
Gardner Minshew, the yards per play metric? Oh,
he's just been insane.
I mean, it blows my mind.
If they could put the ball in the end zone more and not get in the red zone and settle for field goals, it'd be so much better.
No, I agree with you.
Now, this Saints defense might be the best defense he's played.
Oh, 100%.
This is going to be legit. I mean, this is a stout-ass defense.
Let's see. Yards per play offense. Let's see. Jacksonville, number 3 in the NFL in yards per play.
That didn't
surprise behind Dallas and Kansas City.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, that is – they are virtually tied with San Francisco. And that did surprise me a little bit.
That doesn't mean. I think they've been really good. I would be curious to see that points per play because they're struggling to get the ball in the end zone when they get down there. They're putting up points, but they're not putting up crazy points.
Let's see. Yards per point or points per play?
Well, it doesn't. Whatever. I don't care.
So, yards per point.
Something about their points.
Let's see. Jacksonville yards per point. They're number 21.
Yeah, see, they go way down. They got a lot of yards, but they're not scoring all.
But they're not scoring as much.
They're getting shut down in the red zone, or they're kicking field goals.
What I was super surprised by as far as their opponent yards per play.
Oh, that's bad.
Jacksonville is number 26. Yeah, they're giving up 6.1.
That's real bad. That defense is not playing well at all.
And over the last three games, it is 6.1.
Yep.
Like, they're not good right now.
Nope.
Which is surprising, because that defense is supposed to be what, like, holds them up, you know? Nope,
not anymore.
Not anymore. You're right about that. And then the Saints, of course, this will be the best team that they've played, that the Jags have played in quite some time. Next up, Seahawks at the Browns. Browns bouncing back after another NFC West loss. They've lost to the Rams. They've lost to the 49ers. Now they come back home, and they've got Russell Wilson to deal with. Which, by the way, NFC West, like, they've got Arizona, but they got...
Arizona's on the rise, too. Like, they're not just a doormat. They're going to score with you. You're going to score on them.
But, man, Russell Wilson, and then you've got that Rams team that made the Super Bowl last year, and then you got the 49ers with that front line.
It's just incredible. Is it the best conference in football? Because I think it is.
I think it might be the best
division. I think they're the best football division. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I think so. Which isn't good that the Browns had to play that division this season.
Yeah. Listen, they got the talent to hang with anybody.
I'll say this. The Seahawks definitely play it close every freaking week, it seems like.
That's true.
They could have gotten beat had Greg Zuerlein hit a field goal.
That's right.
Right? So they beat the Rams by one at home. They beat the Bengals, the lowly Bengals, by one in week one at home. They beat Pittsburgh without Ben Roethlisberger by two on the road. I mean, I could see this one being really close. Like, the Browns opened up on Sunday before they played on Monday night. Opened up a 2-point favorite at home.
True.
And then they laid an absolute egg, and it jumped down to Browns plus 1.5. So, you know, do you put a lot of stock into what you saw in San Francisco on Monday night?
The Browns have beaten two bad football teams.
I mean, on top of that, the Browns played on Monday night, and Seattle played on Thursday night.
And I shouldn't have called the Ravens a bad football team. If the Browns can run on you, they're the Vikings.
Yeah.
If they can run on you, they can win.
They will not be running on the Seahawks.
If they can't run on you, they will not only lose, they will lose ugly.
Yeah.
And because they have no other offense.
This could be ugly.
You know why they have no other offense? You want to get back into the recap?
No. I know. Baker's not good.
He's just not good.
Baker's not good. Sunday Night Football, Steelers at the Chargers. I don't know what to make of this Chargers team.
I have no damn clue.
Obviously, you should bet the Chargers here. Or at least you would think that you should bet the Chargers here.
Whenever it looks like the Chargers can't lose.
What's the kid for Pittsburgh, Devlin Hodges? Devlin.
They didn't bring anybody in, right?
Right.
They're going with the third string guy.
Yeah, they're going with him. Which, by the way, for those that don't know him, he was the Samford quarterback when Samford almost beat Florida State last year. So he is as rookie as they get. He didn't look bad against the Ravens. I thought he looked okay.
And everybody can run on the Ravens.
And the Chargers. That is...
Hey! That's it. I don't know how well they're going to run.
You got really excited there.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Steelers' defense being the Ravens' defense, and I was thinking, oh, the Chargers will be able to run all over them. They won't need Rivers.
No, they'll need Rivers in this game.
They're going to need Phil.
Yeah, and he hadn't been great.
He's an old man.
I know.
He's an old man, and so we talked about this in our preview, our breakdown from last week, but we look at Tom and we see 42. We look at Philip and we see 38, 39, something like that.
We're like, oh, he's still got 5 years.
He's got some years because Tom's just an anomaly. He's an enigma.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you just can't really compare. But here's the other thing that you don't think about. Philip's got like 7 damn kids, okay? Yeah. How much does that age a man?
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, I've got 2 and I'm about to die.
He's got to be like 47 in like real man years.
Think about that.
Because Tom's only got...
No, he's got to be older than that in real man years.
Well, yeah, but with 7 this, kids, like, it at least adds a year per kid, right?
My 17-month-old woke up at 11:30 p.m. last night and decided he wanted to stay up and play until 2.
Yeah, that happens.
And then, of course, I still got to get up by 6 to get ready for work.
I love my children. Anybody who has children to know, kids are assholes.
Yeah.
They're like the most inconsiderate people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you wake up all hours of the night. You just want to do whatever you want to do. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, Lincoln drives
me
nuts.
You think that house you live in, the food you eat, you think is free? I got to work for that.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
He knows I'm going to get up and go play. And
it's got to be the worst take I've ever had. Kids suck. I mean, I love my kids.
I love my kids. But yeah.
But they, oh, man.
See, I got completely different ends of the spectrum than you.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I'm
not drinking from that cup yet.
Yeah, you know,
my kids made me this mug.
I'm gonna put that in our little description recap here. Like,
oh god,
kids suck.
If people are ever gonna come after me for anything? That'll be it.
No, I think most parents agree with you. It's like we love our kids, but holy crap, do they wear us out? Thursday Night Football: Giants at the Pats. There's not much to talk about other than the Giants were the team that stopped. You know,
they've been a nemesis for the Patriots.
I don't think that this Giants team will be, but we didn't think that those would either.
Now, I've got a lot of Ole Miss friends that keep telling me that this week, if and when the Patriots get up big, they put Eli back in. Eli does weird Eli things to the Patriots. And I'll tell you, there'll be nothing on earth that pisses me off more. If the Patriots blow this cover because Eli comes back in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yeah.
There's just nothing will make me sicker.
And finally, our last one.
Oh.
Redskins at the Dolphins.
This could be a Tua Bowl game.
The battle for the number one pick. The loser of this game has the head start. Because you win this game, you in trouble.
That's right.
Because then you got a tiebreaker, too.
That's right.
And who knows when the other team is actually going to win a game.
If they win one at all.
If they win one. I think
the Bengals might have something to say about that, but I think this Bengals team's going to win a game.
I think it's much more likely that the Redskins win a game eventually than the Dolphins. I think that. I don't...
Okay.
Obviously, there's a lot that can go on here.
Okay.
Because the Redskins, I think, have talent. Like, Colt McCoy is back. Like, I think they're going to be
Colt McCoy's not going to start the rest of the season.
You don't think so?
The reason Jay Gruden is fired is because he would not play Haskins.
Yeah, you're probably right. And if Haskins is bad, they will lose every game.
And we have no idea who's going to coach this team.
This is a really interesting game.
Let me tell you the difference. I actually like the Dolphins here in this match. A, I'm catching points in a game that could equal in like a 0-0 tie.
Yeah, if these two teams tied, that would be the most glorious thing I have ever seen.
This football bliss is exactly what karma should do. But you have a coaching staff on one team and a quarterback on that same team that is not buying into the tank.
Yeah.
But they are going out there fighting and trying to win football games. They agree with the front office. They with the front office and the Dolphins, but they have pride in what they do. They say, look, you want to put scrubs out on the field, we'll put scrubs out on the field. But I'm going to try and win with the scrubs. I'm going to do my job as a head coach. And Rosen is trying to showcase himself so he can get a gig somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right? I'm going to tell you this. If I was Chicago, I might offer a second or third round pick for Rosen right now.
Just to see.
Right now. Because he's got to be better than Chase Daniels. He's got to be. And you get him for a song. It just costs you nothing against your cap. He's got to be. But anyway, these teams are trying to win. I don't know that anybody in Washington is trying to win.
Now, you might be right. You might be right. I think it makes it a very interesting game.
Now, I have a different philosophy on if Washington gets that number one pick overall and Dan Snyder is just married to the tip of Haskins. This could be the most a first-round pick has ever gone for. We could see one of these bad teams or somebody pay a true king's ransom to come up and get to it.
You might be right. That's interesting. That's very interesting.
You know who's got a lot of picks?
The Dolphins.
John Gruden.
Oh, does he? Oh, yeah. He does, yeah.
Been stockpiling picks.
It's very interesting. Very interesting. You're right, because he got one for Mac.
He got another one this year for
He got for one Cooper. For Amari Cooper.
Yep.
That's interesting.
If he's not sold on Derek Carr, now Derek Carr's winning a lot of games right now. It's hard to get rid of him, but there's a difference between Carr and Tua.
We think.
We think. That's right.
Grand scheme of things, you know.
Yeah. Carr comes out and wins the division this year or makes a wild card spot, it'd be
It's hard. Tough to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, tough to drop him. All right, that's going to wrap up our NFL previews for week number 6. Of course, go over to winningcureseverything.com. Enter in the football picks contest. You can win surprises from Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. Of course, they bring you the show every week. You can find more information about their 6 incredible sports books over at tunicatravel.com. If you're over at winningcureseverything.com, you can find our Facebook, our Twitter accounts, everything else. Go follow us on Twitter. Go follow us on Facebook. Hit subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe if you're listening on your favorite podcast app. If you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure and leave a nice review for us. You want us to answer a question for you, you can leave it right in there, and we would definitely appreciate it. Obviously, 5-star reviews are welcome. That helps out that big, gigantic Apple algorithm, whatever it is. That is going to wrap it up for this week. Anything else that we needed to hit on?
Nope.
I think we're good. That wraps it up. We will see you guys again next time.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com.
I feel like we're getting smooth
or you can like
this.
Us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or
we're
at Chris
getting
B. Giannini on Twitter.
Do you need this?
Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.